Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. What with the Rockets doing what they did, what with the Astros doing what they did, a lot of bitching and moaning this morning. But it's draft week, and we got the preeminent draft expert. We had an arrest, right, over the weekend?
It's not
a misdemeanor arrest.
Zachariah Branch. It was.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No biggie.
No, I saw people.
So
what's going to happen to his draft stock? Once I read the charges, I'm like, nothing.
Maybe because we're in Houston and they did a lot this offseason with free agency and trades and whatnot, and there's really no pressing need. And I believe there's really no pressing need with what they did on the offensive line, that this draft doesn't seem to be as, I don't know, is that maybe just because we're in Houston. And what about in other places? In Vegas, getting the number one pick and getting the quarterback that you hope is the future. But after that, name the guys that are going to be huge difference makers in the NFL for over the next 5 years.
In this draft?
Yes.
Huge difference makers? Oh, I don't know. I mean, it could be
Arvell.
You're talking about stars. You're talking about like all pro caliber type players.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of light on that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Is this a
Well, no quarterbacks, so that always hurts the cachet of a draft. There's two things. There's the public perception of a draft and the general interest level, and then there's the what is it going to do for your favorite team. And there are some positions, like there's centers, there's guards, it's a deep tight end draft on day three, so you can still pick up tight ends who can help you, like terrible at running back, terrible at quarterback, so it's going to be historically bad at quarterback and running back in terms of the top 100 picks, like historically bad numbers. Maybe a grand total of four players going inside the first 100 picks combined for quarterbacks and running backs. That's never happened before. So those are two positions that are, you know, kind of hot positions nationally that are very cool from a supply-demand standpoint. But it's not a great tackle draft, offensive tackle draft. There's kind of some holes in some of the different tackles. But it's not a you're right. I mean, it's not a real sexy draft.
No, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it's not. It's not. So
And what about us? Is he trading out of the first round?
I think Nick Caserio. It's a matter of I think. So what I'm hearing is Arizona does like Ty Simpson. It's who everyone puts there. It makes sense. The question is going to be, does Arizona want to keep their draft pick and take a shot that no one tries to trade, you know, to move ahead of them and try to just draft him in the second round? Because you never know the Jets need quarterback. The Jets, everyone assumes, as I do, that they have all these first-round picks next year. So why would you even mess with the quarterback this year? Wait until you have a bigger draft pool. But you never know how someone has it. Somebody could say, we really want Ty. You could say, have the Rams say, we really want Ty Simpson. So we're going to take a future pick, and we're going to move up to the first pick of the second round with the Jets, and we're going to move ahead of the Cardinals. So that's why the belief is the Cardinals will also buy the fifth-year option that they'll trade into the first round. Well, 28, you know, 28's not a bad spot. I think the Buffalo Bills could trade out from their spot, which I think is like 25. The Houston Texans, 28. I've talked to some teams who already said the Texans are calling about trading back, which is not a surprise. I'm not breaking any news there. Every team tries to trade back, basically. So I could absolutely see the Texans saying, hey, we'll give you 28 and we'll move back, and then we'll still get one of the players from a clump of players that we liked anyway at the back half of the second round. I think there's at least a coin flip chance. There's at least a 50-50 chance that when I come on the radio Friday morning, the Texans will have not have made a pick on day one. Because I think Nick would like to have a little bit more ammunition in this draft. And the best way to do that is move back and pick up an extra pick.
It's, yeah, it's just, and it, it's just
not,
so
they're
blah.
They're not desperate. They're not really desperate they're not in any desperate. One spot. Like, and, you can find a starting center. Like, you're going to, I think the Texans will find a starting center. I hope it's not somebody like Jake Slaughter. That won't be my favorite if that's the case. But if it's Sam Hecht, if it's Logan Jones, even Trey Zune from Texas A&M, who I like Connor Lue from Auburn. Trey, I'm kind of so-so on. But there's a lot of guys that are going to be starting centers in this draft, and the Texans happen to need that position.
Yeah.
And I think they are going to draft a right tackle. I believe right tackle is a position that should be on the board for the Texans, or if you're looking for the Texans. I find it kind of strange to draft a right tackle in the first round just because you for sure have to sit that player behind Braden Smith maybe 2 years. Maybe 2 years. Trent Brown has, well, you know, he'll play for 1 year and then go. And I talked to Braden Smith's agent over the weekend, and I don't think there's any going to be any conversation about Braden playing guard, according to, you know, the agent, which I feel like is a little bit of a mistake if you get a good right tackle, because Braden is such a good run blocker. But I'm sure the agent doesn't want him playing there because the money, there's more money to be made at tackle. But if that's the case, and you got Braden Smith under contract for 2 years, are you really going to draft a right tackle that can't play for the first 2 years of the contract? Or did you give Braden Smith that money to just sit? I think that's the one thing that concerns me when you start talking about first-round tackles. So, I if they sit still, I think defensive tackle, based on where they're drafting, is probably in play. I have heard they've done some work on KC Concepcion. So that's something that's kind of new, and that's a little bit I don't think he'll be there at 28, but I don't think he'll drop to 28. So, but they've done some late work on KC Concepcion, and they seem to have an interest. But it would make some sense. I think he'd be a phenomenal fit for what they need. And, you know, let's face it. I think Tank Dell is – I hope Tank comes back, but even if he comes back – at 100%, I don't think he gets a second contract with the Texans. So a guy like Concepcion would be a great pickup. He's not going to be there 28. So you'd have to trade up for that. And I don't think I'm trading up from the Texans right now.
No, we are a bit of a victim of this happening Friday right after we were done. Both shows that we're a part of were done. We have not mentioned Will Anderson's money.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Will.
We haven't.
It was a matter of time.
No.
No, we didn't. It was a matter of time for Will to get his money. I thought it would happen. I think we all thought it would happen this offseason, and this is when it happened. He's the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the game.
Yeah.
So Will is being taken care of. Will's one of those guys that you don't worry about a big money contract changing him. Like, Will is all ball. And no matter what you pay him, you can't see Will taking, like, well, I'm not going to work as hard now. Or, well, I finally got paid, and that's all I really cared about was the second contract. That's not how Will's wired. That's why you want those guys. Because when you pay him, you feel like they're going to keep working.
So I saw somebody tweeted out, Danielle Hunter, $40 million, Will Anderson, $50 million. Hey, Casario, slow down. That's $90 million. Like, it's 40% on two guys that you're giving out here. So slow your roll.
Whoa! Wait until CJ gets his 60. Now Hunter will be gone, because that would be $150 million of your 300. The cap is going to be $300 million. So you would have half of it on three players if that were the case with Hunter. But I think Hunter will be gone after what, this year. That's why edge rusher could be in play for the Texans. Believe it or not.
Yeah. No, I could. How long can you pay? How long? And pay top dollars for two guys?
You can't. I mean, you have to stagger it, because you got another big contract coming in with.
What's an edge guy in the beginning of the second round?
Yeah, 26. So he is under contract, actually, for 2027. Actually,
next?
They've done money, yeah. They can't get rid of him. So he's going to be there for 2 years. And guess who's up for contract when Will Anderson's contract runs out? CJ.
Guess who's
You mean
who's
when it
up?
Starts? What do you mean when it runs
no.
out?
No. Whenever Danielle Hunter's contract
runs. Oh, Danielle Hunter. Okay.
You yeah, said when his contract runs out after 27, guess who it's time to sign to a second contract? CJ Stroud. So well, you had to stagger those in such a way.
Well, here's how it breaks down for Will Anderson. He's got the fourth year of his rookie deal coming up, and then he's got the fifth year option, right? And then he's got the 3-year extension. Is that how it's playing out?
Well, he's $11 million cap hit this year, $21 million next
year. Which is the fifth year option. And then three more years.
He's gonna be $50 million per.
Yeah, that's the extension. So if you're looking at it from the Texans' perspective, you're saying, okay, for the next 5 years, the average salary that we're paying Will Anderson, when you include this year and then the fifth year and then the three more years, it's a little more palatable if you're the Texans, if you're
what
wording
is
it that way.
36 or something like that?
35, 36, something like that.
Over well, yeah, but these are – it's funny. It was going to be a salary anyway. So you're like rolling that in to make it sound better. But the reality was that's what he was going to make even if you didn't do a deal with them the year four and year five.
Mm-hmm. True. But if you are doing the whole, hey, actually, we got a deal here because we've got the top pass rusher in football, unless your name is Myles Garrett, for this much over the next five. So either way, Will Anderson, like Lance said, the right guy to pay. We'll see about the other guy.
I did see – a comment from a couple Texans fans that they were upset that it was only 3 years, but this is what pro sports are now, especially football. This is just the way it is. They don't do 5-year deals. No agent wants to the salaries are changing so rapidly that no one wants to be off the market that long. So unless you're getting older, they want to get you back to the market. And so if you're Will Anderson's agent, you want him to be able to get yet another contract after the $50 million so you can get to $75 million a year. Or whatever it will be by the time Will's contract is up, or $130 million if you're a quarterback, or $260 million as a quarterback in 2037.
Yeah, it looks he'll be 29 when he's back on the market, which is or 30 going in. So that's great for him. Pass rushers get paid even at that age.
I think they'll probably do another deal
before that.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Talk of Champion Energy right now. If you're looking for the best way to get that electricity to your home, I was with Champion Energy for 18 years, 19 years when I was in the city of Houston. I just can't tell you how great it is. You're looking for the best way to get that electricity. I loved them. I never needed them except when I moved. The only time I had to call them, and they always emailed me and said, listen, your contract is up, and we got a better deal for you out there. And who does that? Who gives you a better deal? The other electricity companies are just hoping you don't notice, and they keep on charging you at that rate. But Champion Energy, they said, hey, listen, we got a better rate for you. Let's lock it in. And I did it every time. And I'm telling you, you will love Champion Energy, their professionalism, everything about it. You're looking to save money? Champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 831. Come on in. We want you also to get to ESPN975.com and sign up for our occasional invitation. A lot of fun. We're going to have Coors Lights out there. We got Valencia for dinner. We got Brown Bag Deli. Come on. Lunch, dinner, beer, Sterling, Country Club. I mean, it's going to be fun. It is going to be a big time had by all. It's next Wednesday. Take the day off. What do you care? Get a foursome together. I'm going to play with one of the threesomes or foursomes. I don't know who it is going to be. Lance, too. He's going to throw frisbees while I play golf with you. But really looking forward to it. A lot of fun. Haven't played Sterling, so I can't wait. Have not played there, so I can't wait. So let's go. 713-780-3776. Get to ESPN975.com. Put your team in. Put your team in. It's a lot of fun. And it's called for a good cause. Okay, It's for charity as well.
Kids meals, benefiting kids meals.
Kids meals.
So it's not just, hey, play golf and hang out with us. You're also doing it. You're going to have fun, but you're doing it for a great cause. Yeah. You two are both in L.A., if people are watching on the on Twitch or YouTube or Twitter. Different locations. You guys didn't do what I asked and, you know, show up at one of the places and do a show together. Too bad, so sad for everyone. Are you got, you guys got plans at some point this week?
We possibly get together. I'm like on the other side of the world from him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been in L.A. traffic, you have no idea the difficulty level. Possibly Wednesday night.
Aw.
Yeah.
Dinner in the, with the boys?
Don't tell him because he'll just do a bunch of, aw.
You guys going to meet? Are you going to take one of those pictures you guys took like now 15 years ago or however long ago it was when you guys were on separate stations and you did like a video podcast together? You guys hands around each other's shoulders and you go, look, the boys are still friends. You guys going to do one of those again? You don't remember that? Where you were both at different spots and you wound up at either John's home or your home and you guys were just hanging out, talking. People loved it. You took a picture together while you're eating.
I remember a picture.
And it looked like you dropped a piece of egg on the floor. I'm watching him on the screen. But there was a time where you guys were not working together and people were like, man, I'd love to hear John and Lance together again.
Oh, we did it in my backyard.
Yeah, I remember that. And that photo went viral because everyone was like, man. Love to see those guys back together.
I don't know about viral, but...
Yeah, people loved it. So let's have one of those moments.
You want one of those?
We're actually doing a show now. We don't have
but you're rarely
moments.
In the same spot. And think about it. You're at, I don't know, what restaurant John wants to take you to. You guys, look, we're still boys. 25 years of friendship.
Yeah. I'm
just saying.
You don't want to know where the... You don't know, just enough of what Dell's doing.
Come on.
He's trying to corny us out.
Do it for social media.
Forget it, Dell.
Did you guys see Jackson Hayes said he was going to slap, he's going to smack the F out of Jabari Smith?
He was in the huddle on the, I think he might have got hit or something. He was getting worked on and some streamer, of course, had his phone streaming and caught it. Yeah, he said, I'm going to slap the F out of Jabari Smith. None of that happened, though.
Try some.
No. Well, somebody said he didn't do it because Jabari isn't a woman.
Yeah, Jackson Hayes had a problem.
Yeah.
Does he have that?
Yeah, well, there's a video that came out of, like, the, I don't know if it was, I forgot, it wasn't the Ring camera, but it was a CCTV footage in the home of that going on with audio. This is now 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
Longhorn. Jackson Hayes, the Longhorn?
I believe that's where he went to school.
He is.
Did you also say, well, we got a caller. Let's get a caller in here because if you call in the show, shortest wait times in the business. So we'll get you in here. Who is it, Dell? Alan is up. What's up, Alan?
Hey, the Rockets are so predictable. They come down, so you got the pick and roll, and then everybody else is standing around. How come you can't get these other three guys to crisscross across the middle? And I think when you get Amen Thompson on the move, there's not an athletic basketball player that can stop him. It's just crazy. I mean, is it that simple, or what am I missing?
Yeah.
There's not a bunch of back cuts in the. I mean, actually, they do hit some because Alpi is a pretty good passer from the high post, and every once in a while they'll hit some back cuts out of the high post. But it's not. Yeah, I mean, they're not really a movement based, move the ball oriented offense. It's a lot of sticky possessions with individual moves going on. So, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they're going to change it up.
They believe in drive, pick and roll, drive either hit the...
Read and react.
And then hit a guy that's standing on the wing open. And that's what they believe in. And it's terrible. It's a terrible offense.
They didn't build this roster in a way where shooting could actually help their best players. Like, Dorian Finney-Smith was supposed to be one of those guys. He's been terrible. It's one of the bigger misses, considering it went unnoticed for the most part because KD is a big acquisition. But they did add another wing at somewhat pricey, and that has not gone well at all. He's unplayable in a playoff series already. They just won't give him minutes. So when you talk about no Kevin Durant, and you have Alperen Şengün maybe as your hub, as your best offensive player, where's the shooting around him other than Reed Shepard? There's no shooting on this team. So how do you build an offense where you are spraying the ball for corner threes when you had to get a season from Tari Eason. Had his ups and downs, but Tari Eason wasn't a shooter before this year. So if you think about how they're built, if you think about Tari Eason as what he was,
yeah.
Other than Reed Sheppard, who's your designated
Even
shooter?
He said that. Jabari is supposed to be. Kevin Durant now is supposed to be. Those are and Reed, they're your designated shooters. But Amen is standing out there. Tari said, Tari even said it when he was struggling. He said, "That's not my game," and yet I'm doing it, and that's just not my game. And yet the other night he was the only one that could actually hit a shot. So I don't know. If they don't have Kevin Durant, this thing's over.
So there's a theory built off playoff pass where your star gets you two wins. Your second best player gets you one win, and then your bench combo, or maybe there's one bench star gets you another. So obviously the Rockets don't have any. Who's their if Kevin Durant doesn't play, John? Who's the star who wins them a couple games in this series?
This is stupid. We were talking about everyone thought Amen Thompson was a star. Everyone was talking like everyone on the media, everyone everywhere. Was saying Amen Thompson was like, we're talking about Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green, but the real star is Amen Thompson. This was Amen has not had much of a. It's not like it's been a bad season for Amen Thompson, but he definitely didn't take that leap into stardom that a lot of us expected.
He's been impactful. You look at the numbers, see how impactful he's been. But when it comes down to it,
when he plays his game,
how can you be a lead dog, whatever you want to call it, the primary option for anyone? Of course, Kevin Durant is that. But if you were saying, "Hey, Amen's next up," how can you be that guy when people can treat you the way they treat Amen when it comes to shooting? You can't be a number one that way. I mean, he's a much better, much tougher, less soft mentally and physically Ben Simmons. He's better than Ben Simmons, but he gets treated the same way Ben Simmons does. I'm not talking about what Ben Simmons became.
No, you're talking about the way they back off.
But how they're treated is the same. But just like they won't do it because it's disrespectful. They're pretty much waving their hands at Amen. Go ahead, shoot. Now, sometimes it works to his advantage because they're so far off, he can build up a head of steam and get by him. He's so athletically gifted. But at points, you hope Amen winds up with the basketball with 5 seconds remaining. What's he going to do?
And
you just have too many guys who are supposed to be spacers or could be spacers that aren't. So it bogs down where Alpi catches the ball 15 feet away from the rim and he has to try to back a defender down to go score, and how difficult that is for him considering his athletic limitations. I mean, yes, Ime, he's going to catch it, but I know the Rockets may lean on no Fred, no Steven Adams. But you got a team devoid of shooting in a league that emphasizes it.
Speaking of those, look at these drafts. And we talked about the Rockets, you know, having Jalen as the number 2 overall pick. Jabari is the 3 overall pick. Amen was the 4th. Reed was a 3rd overall pick. 2016 NBA draft. Sixers take Ben Simmons. Lakers take Brandon Ingram. And the Celtics take Jaylen Brown. 2017, Sixers take Markel Fultz. The Lakers take LeVar Ball. And the Celtics take Jason Tatum. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You talk about missed opportunities for both the 76ers and the Lakers to be great for years and years. This is since 2016 and 17 that the Celtics had these two and won a title with them.
Is it time to, Derek says this, the Rockets tried to build around a young core that has turned out to be not as good as advertised.
Yes.
Are we there yet?
We'll be there. We'll figure it out in 2 weeks if we're there yet.
Well,
that's kind of what I think. I mean, I know where I'm sitting. It feels like this year they didn't have that.
But if they come
I think the emergence of San Antonio has really made that.
It's very troublesome.
It's almost like punching you in the face right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, holy crap. Look how quickly they did it. But then now they had the advantage of getting Wemby, and you didn't.
Yeah, but they took Stephon Castle. yep. who was a guy who, if you talk about how the Rockets are built, and maybe wrongly built, that feels more like an Ime pick than Reed Sheppard, just a big physical guard who will defend at the point of attack. And then Dylan Harper is another guy they seem to have hit on. So, yes, Wemby changes the complexion of everything. That was an issue. That's why everyone wanted him. But they've also hit, and the Rockets have too, but they've hit on the other guys.
Well, that's true. But you know what? You go as far as your best player, which is why people – okay, they had an argument on ESPN the other night. Is can the Knicks win, okay, with their best player? Can – you know, obviously Oklahoma City can win with their best player. I think San Antonio can win with their best player. Can the Rockets win with their best player? With a 37-year-old best player?
Yeah. What you mean, win it?
Win it all?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Not against not the way they're playing. You know, if they were playing better, I'd give them a chance against Oklahoma City. But they don't. They just never reached that. You know, I expected them to be around a 56 win team this year, 57 win team, and for it to look different, it just never got there. It never quite got there. And who knows what would have happened if you had injured players. But you didn't. And so, as it stands right now, no. I don't – even a healthy Kevin Durant, I don't think realistically they have the juice to beat Oklahoma City. Because that's what you're asking. Can this team beat Oklahoma City? I'm not sure they can beat any of the top four teams right now. But can they beat Oklahoma City? No, for sure they can't beat Oklahoma City.
No.
Even if Kevin Durant's healthy. It's just – the rest of the guys don't have as big an impact as they need to. You know, Alpi has to be dominant more frequently. And I'm not hanging it all on his shoulders. I find him to be a good player, not a great player.
How about not be terrible? That'd be great.
Yeah.
If he was just not terrible. Because he, I don't, you know,
yeah,
you Alpi truthers, sorry, Turkey, he was awful. He was awful the other night. Just
sorry,
awful.
Turkey?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, we're going to catch it. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to admit he was a big reason they lost.
Yeah.
He really was.
He had a bad one.
He had a bad game. He had a bad game. 713-780-3776. You've got some thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780. I've got some thoughts on IBEW. IBEW. Is where you can, my friends, listen, you're looking for a career? Got one for you. IBEW is fantastic, okay? It's the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 66 in Houston. I don't know where your life is right now. It doesn't matter how old you are, okay? If you're in a dead-end job, you hate what you're doing, how about becoming working an apprenticeship program in electrical construction and line work? In a structured path forward, classroom learning, paid on-the-job training, nationally recognized career, earn while you learn, an approach that opens doors for people from all walks of life, okay? You can get high wages, full family health insurance, retirement planning. You got peace of mind as well. IBEW Local 66 has over 4,800 members, been around for 125 years. Solid, solid, solid. IBEW66.com, 4345 Allen Genoa Road in Pasadena. IBEW66.com. Powering careers, powering the future. IBEW Local 66.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We haven't mentioned the Dexter Lawrence trade. Lance, what does it mean for the draft?
Would you say, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So, 10th overall pick goes to the Giants for Dexter Lawrence.
Well, so it takes... So, Cincinnati, you know, was... There's a few different directions they could have gone in this. So the Giants have a big – I think it makes it more possible here. So there's a sneaky player in play at five. The two players who you're going to start hearing a lot more about are Jordan Tyson as the potential first running back off the board from Arizona State. and Caleb Downs. And I'm not sure Sonny Styles is really in play over there, so I think you're going to start hearing a lot more about Caleb Downs at five, or Jordan Tyson at five. It could be Carnell Tate also, but I think that wide receiver.
You said and, running back. You meant wide receiver.
I meant wide receiver. Yeah. So I'm starting to think Downs. You know, because here's the problem. If you wait on wide receiver, if you like wide receiver and you wait on wide receiver, then number six, Cleveland has a need at wide receiver. Number eight, the Saints have a big need at wide receiver. And then you risk the, you know, you risk number nine. 11 needs wide receiver, but I don't know if Miami would make that priority there. 16 needs wide receiver badly, the Jets. So the Jets, you got to be careful because the Jets could end up coming up with, like, Washington and trying to get in front of you so that they take wide receiver. So I think there's a chance that the Giants could draft wide receiver five and then make another trade, package another one of their picks with 10, and move up and go get Caleb Downs also. That's something to keep an eye on.
So do you believe Jeremiah Love three to the Cardinals?
Well, I heard it this weekend too, so I think there's some smoke to it.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, it's just hard to say because I've never thought there's a tackle that's really getting drafted there. It doesn't make sense. There's no one who has that value on the draft board, and they've got a need at tackle. And the assumption is, just you know, you just draft Arvell Reese at number three if he falls to number three, but. You know, that's the same organization that drafted Isaiah Simmons, who was a hybrid between a safety and a linebacker. And, you know, how are you going to play him? This is great. He's got all this versatility, and he never ended up being a player. Now, I don't think he was wired like Arvell Reese is. I think Arvell Reese is going to be a good player. The knock on him is that he's not an instinctive linebacker right now, and he hasn't learned to rush the passer. And most people project him as a future pass rusher, but he's not ready yet. Like, he's got a lot of upside, but he's a little bit raw, and if you're Arizona, do you take the surefire running back or do you take the guy with the higher upside but, you know, a little lower floor? That's the question that has to be answered.
Okay,
I'm
so
not,
one.
I'm not sure how it works.
One, Raiders, Mendoza. Two, who you got?
David Bailey.
Okay, three.
I'm still going to say Reese.
Four.
Four would be Love.
Five.
Five, I'll go Downs.
Giants, you got Downs. Six, Browns.
Six, Browns would be either Carnell Tate. I've heard they like Spencer Fano a little bit, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Let's say Carnell Tate there.
Okay. Commander, seven.
Seven would be probably Reuben Bain.
Eight, Saints.
Saints would be Jordan Tyson.
Wow, there's a lot of because here's the Athletic.
There's a lot of dominoes that can fall.
Yeah, it's a lot of dominoes.
There's a lot of possibilities.
The Athletic has Mendoza, Reese second, Bailey third, Sonny Styles fourth to the Titans, Jeremiah Love fifth to the Giants, Spencer Fano sixth, Commanders, Mansoor Delaney. Eight, Saints, Carnell Tate, Chiefs, Reuben Bain, and then the Giants, Caleb Downs. So
yeah.
There's
I'm
a
not
lot,
sure Downs gets
as
there,
opposed
but.
To other drafts where you knew guys were slotted, there's a lot of different stuff could happen.
A lot of variables in this one, ton of variables. That's why, if Jeremiah Love goes three, throws the whole draft completely crazy. I mean, if he goes three, because then the Titans have to figure out what they're going to do at four, and they may turn their attention to wide receiver at four. So, you know, if wide receiver goes off the board there, now here are the Giants who need a wide receiver and the Jets who need a wide receiver. They both have multiple first round picks. I'm not sure that they're going to sit there and let the Saints get to take a wide receiver at eight. So, you know, if wide receiver goes at four, do the Giants immediately say, okay, we'll take we'll take wide receiver at four. At five. That could happen because the Giants won't want to get a second wide receiver. And I know they like Tyson a lot and Tate. And so if four is a wide receiver instead of a running back, if the Titans go at the wide receiver, then at the Giants may say, we have to take a wide receiver here. Or we're not going to, there's not going to be one that we like left unless they like Mekhi Lemon, which I don't know if they do or not. So, so I'm just more and more, some of the team sources I talked to, I was trying to see if this was kind of smoke about Jordan Tyson being hot, and they say it's not smoke and that he is kind of a hot name. So, what you're going to have, it's all supply and demand. So if the fourth pick ends up being, if number three, if Arvel Reese is not the pick at three, then will somebody trade up to four? Will the Titans take Arvel Reese? Titans could take Arvel Reese too if he's not the pick at three. But the Titans may say, yeah, we like Reese, but we don't really have as big a need as we do at wide receiver for our young Cam Ward, so we're going to take wide receiver. Well, then what does five do? They're not drafting Arvel Reese. The Giants aren't. So unless you have a trade up there, which maybe you would, but if you don't, the Giants may say, we really want to get a wide receiver. We'll take, let's just say they go Jordan Tyson first. Let's say, oh, no. Carnell Tate is off the board at four in this scenario. So now five all of a sudden is Jordan Tyson. So now the Browns are sitting there with Arvel Reese on the board. They need a wide receiver and they need a tackle. You can scratch wide receiver off now. So is there a left tackle you want there? Would you draft Monroe Freeling really early? Would you draft Caden Proctor? Feels early for both those guys. Spencer Fano's not really a left tackle. He's a short arm. He can play both, but he's got sub 33-inch arms. Like, I think Cleveland tries to get out of that spot then. If two wide receivers are off the board, but Arvel Reese is on the board, you either take Arvel Reese. Actually, you take Arvel Reese there because you're getting ready to trade Myles Garrett. So I think Myles Garrett could be dealt by the trade deadline, to be honest with you. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to be a free agent in the offseason. If you can get two firsts for Myles Garrett, what are you doing? Cleveland, you're not winning anything. Go get your first-round picks.
Yeah. Yep. 713-780-3776.
And make one of those picks next year. Make one of them this year and one of them next year, you know, so you can have some more ammunition for quarterbacks next year. Unless Shador's the guy. Well. So I'm just giving you scenarios where all of a sudden Arvel Reese is sitting on the board at six, and they're still – you know, you still have – so the wide receivers have gone earlier than you expect. Caleb Downs is still on the board. So Washington, you know, it's the Saints who need wide receiver now are a little bit stuck unless they want to reach on Mekhi Lemon, which I don't know if it's reaching or not. It depends on how these teams have it. But, yeah, Jeremiah Love going three kind of really shuffles the deck on this draft.
Mm-hmm. That would that throws a monkey
wrench. Arvel Reese going two instead of David Bailey doesn't do anything to the draft.
No.
But David Bailey going two and then Jeremiah Love going three, that one's the one that's like, ooh, that's going to change a lot of things because everyone's been plugging in Jeremiah Love to the Titans at four. And the Titans have a lot of needs, but one of them is getting a wide receiver for Cam.
All right, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Time for us to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Lance, we're both big fans of Billy. Love what Billy does. Love what he has been doing in the city of Houston. His guys will come to your home. They're the best. If you're somebody who has got any kind of a 281-488-6238. Have that number in your phone, 281-488-6238, because you never know when you're going to need Billy's guys. You never know when, and God forbid, your plumbing backs up, your toilet backs up. Nope. But it could be a shower. It could be pipes under your – it doesn't matter. The plumbing, oh, you want to put in a gas grill, call Billy, okay, because you got to have a plumber there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing about Aqueduct Plumbing Company is – they do so many different things. If you want to see a list of their services, go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com and you can go see a list of services. And some of the things you even thought about, you won't. you won't have even thought about some of the things that they're actually doing. I do want to recommend, though, getting a hydrostatic test. If you think you have a leak in your house, or if you suspect maybe there's a leak under your slab, get a hydrostatic test done with Aqueduct Plumbing Company right away to find out if that's the case, so they can get started on that, so you don't have the damage to your floors that I ended up having it with mine. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.